You know, my sense is nowadays, if you want job security, you go into the cyber protection business, because it sounds like you can't get enough of it, and they keep finding ways to break into your systems. We've been hearing about this, for the last couple of decades from Bill Connor. He used to be at Intrust, and we followed him along. Now he's the CEO of SonicWall, originally a private company in San Jose. Then Dell bought it. Then some private capital guys brought it. They brought in Bill Connor, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be back, David.
So you're never going to be out of a job, right?
Never gonna be out of cybersecurity anyway.
Yeah, because they always find a way. So first of all, tell me about SonicWall, because you know the reach is very impressive. We've talked about this, and you're, you know, multinational, but you were bought by a private capital company, and then what have you done now? You've spun it out.
Yeah, we took it back private from Dell in November of 2016.
Yeah,
and we've been private since then. But noteworthy, 2 weeks ago we recapped the company again. And now we're fully financially independent of Dell and Quest. So it's our own independent company now, from a pure infrastructure operating board and financials.
Yeah, and I guess that makes it, and you don't want to be public because you don't want to have to answer to the world every 3 months.
Well, say? I never say never anymore, David, but certainly not right now.
Since you've done that.
Yeah.
You know, I saw there was an interesting quote. Jim Chanos, I don't know if you know, he's a famous short seller. And they always have a certain psyche. But he had a quote that really struck me that I saw this week. Bitcoin is the last thing I'd want to own if the grid goes down. And it occurred to me, here's a virtual currency that some guy could break in and take away from you.
Yeah, that's one of the big attack vectors right now, clearly, is cryptocurrency hacking.
Really? And with any success?
Yeah, there is. I don't want to get too deep into it, but just think of the context. I mean, it is, more sanctions happen on countries, they need currency to survive. If you play back several of our discussions, David, WannaCry was one of the first ransomwares that hit.
And WannaCry.
That,
yeah.
WannaCry,
yeah,
if you remember.
Right. Yeah,
and
I
that
do.
Was authored out of North Korea and doctored up by others. And the second one, Petya and non-Petya, was doctored up by Russia. So. And what was the payout of those? Bitcoins. Now, it's also interesting if you look and see when Bitcoin took its first hit. It was not too soon after China reduced its ability for people in China to use Bitcoin, unlike here.
Has anybody actually lost? I mean, of course, it's not just Bitcoin. There are
lots of cyber. There's over 600 digital currencies.
Are there 600?
Yeah.
Can you protect them all?
Nope.
But the insidious thing, I mean, if somebody steals from my Bank of America account or something, at least I know about it. There's a trail. Here, you can't get it back, can you?
Not as easily as in the real currency world.
So what's the latest challenge of this in your business?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, David. There's just through April this year, malware's up 140%, and if you look at that, ransomware itself is up almost five times.
It is, because I don't hear about that much anymore.
Well, because it's not the big city or country states doing it like WannaCry and Petya. It's small. It's very targeted, and they're going after specific verticals or specific businesses. The newest one, though, that is really scary, and I spent a lot of time publicly on, is encrypted communications. And the reason for that is only 5% of businesses look at SSL or encrypted traffic coming into their business. Now, you and I both know the internet's about 68-70% of all traffic.
Right.
And if all that traffic's going into your business and you're not looking for malware, it's called deep packet inspection for SSL, it's going to carry malware. And the bad guys have figured that out. And now they can go to Let's Encrypt and get free SSL unaided and unidentified, so anonymously. So they're now using that to send malware into businesses, and that's up almost 5x over last year. Our average customer had almost 450 encrypted threats through April of this year.
Wow. So the latest thing I hear is the administration is trying to you know, work things out with North Korea and maybe even make nice with Russia. Cybersecurity seems to be one of the underlying drivers in that.
Yeah.
Is that realistically something that could be done at that level?
You know, it has to be. Clearly, we've learned how to fight and negotiate over air, land, and sea. Sometimes more effective than others and have coalitions. Cyber is a different beast. And the first piece is nationalism doesn't favor the U.S. or the U.K. or any of our allies if we fight it alone. So the first piece is we have to work public-private with our allies around that. Second is we have to have a doctrine around state-sponsored cyber. And believe me, the wars are already, or skirmishes are already happening, as you can just talk about the ransomware we just talked about, but there's others. But we must figure out, because it's an asymmetric war. We have the most to lose on our utilities, you know, gas, water, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all these wonderful Internet of Things coming online, a lot of countries don't have the exposure to the risks that we do.
Well, there has to be, it seems like at any negotiation, there has to be some sort of a quid pro quo. So do we have people that are hacking the North Koreans and the Russians? I mean, do we have anything to give?
We have lots of offensive power in cyber.
And
it gets used every day. That's why we're protected a little bit right now. But, you know, it is something where there is not a balance of trade issue, offense or defense. Our weakest situation is defense, because most of the public infrastructure is in private hands. And while banks have done a great job of protecting their infrastructure, healthcare is trying to, energy is trying to, we just have a very reliance on that private infrastructure.
Right.
With not as much hand in glove between the government and private sector.
All right, let's talk a second about SonicWall, the growth. I was impressed by the reach of the company the last time we spoke. What's new?
Well, we're about 25,000 partners now across those 200 countries. And we've gone now, in the last 6 months, David, we've done 12 new products and 125 million lines of code of new offensive protective capabilities for businesses and governments around the world. So been a very innovative part of the company. And we've been rewarded with that with, you know, deal registrations from our partners, over 530 million. A business.
So. And you do this without everybody. You are lean, right?
Yeah, we.
How many employees do you have?
1,300.
Wow. Fascinating. Well, look, and so you're based here in North Dallas.
I live in Dallas, and our headquarters is in Silicon Valley in Milpitas.
And you get to go back and forth.
Yeah, not a bad place to go back and forth.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd go out there and come back maybe in September. Bill Connors, the CEO of SonicWall. It's always good to chat. Thanks.
Always fun, David. Thanks for joining.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.